请我们一起来看一段的经文，圣经记载在旧约耶稣亚记第24章，我们选这里面的一段来读。这一章经文篇幅很长，我们只读中间的第14节到第18节，请听我来读。现在你们要敬畏耶和华，诚心实意的侍奉他，将你们列祖在大河那边和在埃及所侍奉的神除掉，去侍奉耶和华。若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢，是你们所住的这地的亚玛利亚人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。百姓回答说，我们断不敢离弃耶和华去侍奉别神，因耶和华我们的神曾将我们和我们列祖从埃及地的为奴之家领出来，在我们眼前行的那些大神迹，在我们所行的道上所经过的诸国都保护了我们。耶和华又把住此地的亚玛利人都从我们面前赶出去，所以我们必侍奉耶和华，因为他是我们的上帝。
Wherever we are in Christ, we are one.
我们在基督里都是同归于一。
And that is the beauty of being Christians.
成为基督徒是一件美好的事情。
I called up my local pastor in India this morning.
今天早上，查牧师和他在印度自己的牧师联系。
And I told my pastor that I will be worshiping with my Chinese brothers and sisters here in Heidelberg this evening.
他告诉在印度的牧师说，今天晚上要来跟华人教会的弟兄姐妹一起分享主的话。
And he promised that he would be praying for us this evening.
所以呢，他说他今天晚上，在印度的今天晚上，一定会为这今天下午的聚会献上祷告。
In our local church, they have 3 worship services on Sunday and evening services this time.
那么在查布什老家的那印度的教会，星期天有3场的聚会，那么同时在早上、下午，那么现在晚上的时候，他们也有聚会。
And we are glad that they are praying for us and as we worship.
那么我们非常的感恩，我们在这里聚会，他们在那里聚会，也为我们的聚会献上的祷告。
Decision making is a part of human life.
我们的生活中永远免不了做决定。
Every day we make decisions.
我们每一天都要做决定。
Some decisions are important, some are not very important.
有些时候的决定是非常重要的，有些时候的决定是一些小事而已。
For example, some are very difficult to make, whereas others are easy to make.
有的决定要做起来比较容易简单，有时候有一些决定要做的话就非常的困难。
Some decisions are just for a short moment, and others are for a long term.
有些时候我们做的决定只是对我们暂时、短时间产生影响的。有些时候我们的决定一下，它可能影响我们一生的所有事情。
For example, deciding what to cook in the morning is only for a short moment.
比如说今天早上我们决定要做什么饭，那么这一个只是对我们今天吃饭这个肚子有影响。
But decidingFor our career.
但是要是对我们选择什么职业的话，这个决定下起来就不一样了。
Yeah, deciding for our career is a long-term plan.
因为你决定选择什么职业，这就会影响你的一生。
Decisions guide our lives.
决定导引指引我们的生活。
And some of our decisionsmake us what we are today.
我们有的先前所做的决定，决定了我们今天现在这样子。
It takes a big heart and a great courage to make decisions.
要做重大的决定，往往是需要巨大的勇气和决心的。
I would like to remind you a Chinese way saying today.
我们在这里引用一段我们中国人的格言。
A Chinese wise man says, a wise man makes his own decisions, an ignorant man follows public opinion.
中国古话说，聪明人自己做决定，蠢人盲从。
I think we all want to be wise persons.
我们每个人都愿意做聪明人。
Every decision has its impact on life.
每一个决定都影响和对我们的生活产生巨大的后续的作用。
Of all decisions, religious decisions are very important because it impacts our life not only here on earth, but also it impacts.
在所有的决定里面，关于信仰上的决定是最为关键的，因为它会影响我们所有的方方面面。
Therefore, I would like to share with you about decision making, taking example from Joseph's life.
我们现在愿意沿着耶稣亚给予我们这样的一段经文来与大家分享这一个在我们信仰上做决定是多么的重要。
Let us in brief see the life of Joshua.
我们现在简要的来回顾一下耶稣亚的一生。
Moses led the people of Israel out of Egypt.
我们知道先前是摩西带领以色列民离开埃及为奴之地。
He led the people of Israel for 40 years in the wilderness.
从出埃及开始，摩西带领以色列民在旷野总共漂流长达40年之久。
When he died, his assistant Joshua, the son of Nun, took over the leadership.
当摩西即将离世的时候，他就指定嫩的儿子耶稣亚作为他的助手。
Like in the days of Moses, God performed miracles even in the days of Joshua.
就如同当年摩西带领以色列民一样，在耶稣亚的带领下，上帝也借着他实现和行了许多的神迹奇事。
I would like to cite just three examples of God's mighty work under the leadership of Joshua.
我们简要的举几个例子来证明，当耶稣亚做以色列民的领袖的时候，上帝是如何借着他的手来施行神迹奇事的。
The Israelites crossed River Jordan from the eastern side to the western side on dry grounds as once they crossed the Red Sea.
当以色列民从约旦河东边要渡河到约旦河西边去的时候，他们是步行的走过约旦河，如同走干地，就如同当年摩西带领以色列民过红海，如同走干地是一样的。
That story we find in Joshua chapter 3.
这一段的经文记载在耶稣亚记第三章。
Then in Joshua chapter 6, we also find the story of how the Israelites walk around the city wall of Jericho and the wall collapsed itself.
当我们读到耶稣亚记第六章的时候，我们读到耶稣亚带领以色列民在攻占耶利哥城的时候，他们是借着绕城防守这样的一个方法，听从了耶和华的吩咐，就这样攻破了坚固的耶利哥城。
Then in Joshua chapter 10, we find a miraculous event.
当我们读到耶稣亚记第十章的时候，我们就知道耶稣亚带领以色列民是如何攻破、打败亚玛利亚五位王的故事。
On this particular day, the Israelites were fighting with the joint armies of five kings.
这一个联合的亚玛利亚人的这一个大军，他们总共有五个王。
And the Bible says that the sun was remaining in midday for one day.
那么为了使耶稣亚和他所带领的以色列民有信心，上帝就答应他们让日头停在空中长达一天之久，不急于往西走。
There are many opinions about it.
很多人对此有许多的看法。
Whether that day was 48 hours or 24 hours.
那么究竟一天那时候是24小时还是48小时？
We have no way of knowing it.
我们对此我们无从得知。
But the creator, God, the creator of the universe, it is not impossible that he stopped the sun or he stopped the orbit of the earth.
但是对于创造天地万物的上帝来说，要让日头停住或者日光停住，这一个对他来说是轻而易举的事情。
The Israelites conquered Canaan.
以色列民就这样攻占了迦南地。
And Joshua distributed the lands to the 12 tribes of Israel.
在耶稣亚的带领下，以色列民十二支派就开始来瓜，开始来分迦南地这样的领地。
Just as the Lord promised.
正如上帝先前所应许的一样。
Yeah. He brought the people out of Egypt.Brought them to Canaan and let them settle.
上帝先前应许以色列民，带领以色列民离开埃及为奴之地，到迦南地来，要使他们得自地为业。
Now Joshua was getting old.
这样，就在耶稣亚的带领下，以色列民就这样经历和实现了上帝的应许。
And he gathered all the Israelites to one place called Shechem, which is in the western side of Jordan River.
那么以色列民在耶稣亚的带领下，有一部分的以色列民就居住在约旦河东边。
And Joshua recounted all the blessings of God to the Israelites on this place.
就在这样的分地的这一个期间。耶稣亚在所有的以色列民会众面前再一次的来总括介绍和叙述上帝所给予以色列民的恩典。
Having done that, Joshua called all the Israelites to fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness.
耶稣亚的这一番讲话的重点核心，那就是告诉以色列民，我们的上帝是信实的上帝，你们要用心，要敬畏耶和华，而且要用心灵诚实来侍奉他。
He challenged the people to choose whichever God they want to serve, but he said, I and my family will serve.
他甚至对以色列民说，你们可以选择你们想要的上帝，选要的那些神灵，但是我和我家必定要侍奉耶和华。
Now after that, the Israelites also said, we will also serve the Lord.
但是以色列民听了耶稣亚的话之后，一致的表示他们也决意要侍奉上帝耶和华。
This is the story in brief for us.
我们刚才所讲的是非常简要的这样的概括的这样的一个事情。
Let us draw out three applications from this story.
我们借着这样的一个故事来分享下面的三个方面的信息。
The first point is remembering the faithfulness of God, verses 1 to 13.
首先第一节到第十三节就是经文，耶稣亚记第二十四章第一到第十三节这一段的经文是提醒和要记得上帝是信实的上帝。
One of the conditions to renew our covenant with the Lord or to decide to serve the Lord is to recall God's faithfulness to us.
要记得上帝是信实的上帝，这样也就是我们之所以要来选择侍奉和跟随上帝的原因所在。
Beginning with the call of Abraham, it has been now about 500 years when Israelites gathered at Shechem.
以色列民终于来到了迦南地，住下来。 这距离上帝给他们的先祖亚伯拉罕的这一应许已经有500年的时间了。
And in this place now Joshua reminded the people how God has been faithful to them throughout the centuries.
耶稣亚就告诉以色列民，上帝这样的经过了这长达几个世纪的时间，仍然持守他的应许，这证明上帝是信实的。
God promised Abraham that he would give, he would make him a great nation. He would give them land possess.
当年上帝应许亚伯拉罕说，要赐给他地，使他成为大国，而且要使他成为一个大的这样的一个国家。
And true to his promise, God gave Isaac to Abraham, and then the descendants.Increase and Israel became a nation.
就这样，经过了许多的变化，上帝借着带领他们通过摩西的手，使以色列民离开埃及为奴之地，这样的事，终于使上帝的应许就这样实现了。
Israelites suffered in Egypt for 400 years.And under the leadership of Moses, God led them out.
此前，以色列民已经在埃及为奴长达400年了，但是上帝就借着摩西带领他们离开埃及。
They traveled 40 years, even without the Bible says that they did not, their shoes did not get worn out, their coats did not get old.
虽然在旷野漂流有40年之久，但是圣经告诉我们，这40年他们的鞋也没有穿破，他们的衣服也没有缺失。
That's hard to believe.
这是多么令人无法相信的事情。
Many people died on the way.
许多的人通过这样有许多不同的看法。
But there was a big nation.That came to Canaan and settled there.
但是无论如何，终于他们以一个大的民族这样的一个大邦来到了这应许之地迦南地。
So at Shechem, Joshua recounted all the blessings, God's faithfulness to them in spite of their often disobedience till that time.
耶稣亚就这样来数算上帝的恩典和带领奇妙。来告诉以色列民，我们的上帝是信实的上帝。
Joshua reminded the people to look back and see God's faithfulness, that and challenge them to serve the Lord.
耶稣亚告诉他们，上帝是这样的信实、恩慈和能力，所以以色列民要以心明和诚实来乐意的侍奉他。
Very often we are preoccupied in our present situation and fail to look back and marvel God's faithfulness to us.
实际上，只要我们静下心来坐下，来数算一下上帝的恩典，我们就知道我们的上帝是何等的信实的。
We often overlook God's blessings and complain for what we don't have.
我们有些时候埋怨，是因为我们总是在筹划和计算着，哎呀，我们缺这个少那一个，于是我们心生埋怨和不满。
We often complain, my friend has this, that, whereas I don't have this, that.
我们往往说，哎呀，我的朋友，我周围的人有这个有那个，可是我没有。
We often say, my friend is good at that, I'm not good at this, and so on.
我们有些时候说，我的朋友，我周围的某些人，他们能这样，能那样，可是我不会，于是我们总是心生埋怨。
If we honestly look back to our family life, to our individual life, we will have enough reason to be thankful to God.
但是实际上，我们只要真诚的来看看上帝在我们和我们家庭所行的神迹的话，我们还有什么资格和理由借口来埋怨我们那信实的上帝呢？
Knowing God's faithfulness to us will help us to renew our covenant, our relationship with God.
要时常数算上帝的恩典，这帮助我们时常的来记得我们的上帝与我们之间所立的那信实的约。
The second point is making a decision to serve God.
第二方面，我们要决意的、定义的来侍奉我们的上帝。
After recounting the faithfulness of the Lord from verses 1 to 13, Joshua now turns to the main point of his speech in
先前第一节到第四十三节，耶稣亚是在以色列民众会众面前详细的数算上帝所给予的信实的恩典、能力和带领。那么现在到第十四节开始，就要告诉以色列民一个很重要核心的信息，那就是要定义、决意、心灵诚实的来侍奉他。现在你们要敬畏耶和华，诚心实意地侍奉他，将你们列祖在大河那边和在埃及所侍奉的神除掉，去侍奉耶和华。就是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢，是你们所住之地的亚玛利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Knowing the great deeds of the Lord is important.
要知道明白上帝的行为是何等的伟大和奇妙。
But that itself is not enough.
我们仅仅知道上帝是信实、伟大和大有能力的，这不够。
Therefore, Joshua challenged the people to fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness.
这就之所以耶稣亚要向以色列民发出挑战，告诉他们现在你们要敬畏耶和华，诚心实意的侍奉他。
One of the greatest fears of Joshua for the people of Israel that time was that they might forget God and serve the gods of the people who were there.
在耶稣亚和当时以色列民所处所面对的最大的挑战和危机，那就是他们中间也有许多的神灵，这一个一定要根除。
And therefore Joshua specifically mentioned that they should put away the gods of the local people there, the Amorites.
所以在他们周围这些迦南人原有的偶像，对以色列民来说一定要清清楚楚、明明白白的弃绝。
And he also mentioned that they should not serve the gods of their ancestors beyond the Euphrates River, Mesopotamian River, today Iraq, and also the god of Egypt.
所以对以色列民来说，一定要弃绝他们原先老祖宗，就是早他们在碾河流域之前老早的那些神灵偶像，也要弃绝他们早在埃及生活了四百年那周围有的那些偶像，这一切都应该根除。
He made it clear that there are choices to make.
他告诉他们的是，这是应该选择的。
There is a possibility of choosing a god of the ancestors.
也可能这些以色列民要选择侍奉他们老祖宗的神。
Or there was also a choice to worship Baal, the god of the Amorites in Canaan.
也可能这些以色列民来到了迦南地，这些亚玛利亚人说我有许多的神灵，这些人就慢慢的被融入、被影响，一起去侍奉这周围的这些偶像。
And there was also a choice to continue to serve the Lord, the God of the Israel.
也有可能他们在埃及生活那么久，所以他们会继续的去侍奉和敬拜那些在埃及中有的那些偶像。
And so he challenged the people, if you find it evil to serve the Lord your God, you choose whichever God you want to serve.
所以耶稣亚就清楚地告诉他们，你们愿意选择，那么就选择吧，应该做明明确确的决定。
And he finally declared, "But as for me and for my house, we will serve the Lord."
但是对于耶稣亚来说，他清楚地做了一个表率，一个声告，一个非常清楚的宣言，那就是至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Our situation is not different from that of Joshua's situation.
我们今天的光景跟当年耶稣亚所面对的光景好不了多少。
Just knowing God's faithfulness to our families, to our lives is not enough.
我们要知道，只仅仅知道上帝对我们和我们的家是这样的有信实的，这不够。
We need to renew our relationship with the Lord or to decide to follow Him.
我们一定要更新我们与上帝之间的约，而且要在他面前做清清楚楚的一个决定来侍奉他。
There are many religions today around the world.
今天这个世界上的宗教多如牛毛。
We have the option to choose Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam or Christianity.
有许多可选择的宗教，什么印度教、伊斯兰教、佛教，当然有我们的宗基督信仰。
There are many things which can distract believers from our faith in God.
这一些可潜在的选择，可能对我们侍奉唯一的创造主上帝来说是有潜在的挑战的。
Unless we make a concerted effort to remain faithful to our God, we can easily lose our faith in the midst of earthly pleasures and distractions.
要是不能够清清楚楚、明明白白的选择来侍奉和跟随他的话，你很可能会被你周围的这些稀里古怪的各种各样的宗教信仰所左右影响。
And therefore, it is important that we continue to renew our covenant with the Lord and remain faithful to Him.
所以，我们一定要不断地更新我们与上帝的关系，而且明明白白、清清楚楚地做我们愿意选择跟随他的这样的决定。
Albert Hubbard says, "It does not take much strength to do things, but it requires great strength to decide what to do."
哈伯特说过一段话，他说要做什么的时候，可能不需要有大的能力和力量，但是呢，要做决定，那是绝对需要巨大的决心和勇气的。
Despite all earthly distractions around us, if we know God's goodness, we should reaffirm our relationship with God, like Joshua, and say, "But as for me and my house,We will serve the Lord."
你要是知道上帝是信实的上帝，那么就应该如同耶稣亚那样，清清楚楚、明明白白的确定与上帝之间的这样的关系，并且宣告说：“至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。”
The third point is impact of decision to serve the Lord.
第三方面就是讲述决定来侍奉耶和华这样应有的事情。
Joshua reminded his fellow Israelites about God's faithfulness and called on them to fear the Lord, serve Him in sincerity and in faithfulness.
耶稣亚告诉以色列众会众说，上帝是信实的，并且宣告说要敬畏耶和华，要用心灵诚实、诚心实意的来侍奉他，所以他要告诉以色列民应当怎样来做。
He challenged the people to choose whichever God they want to choose, but he and his family choose to serve the Lord.
他首先做了一个榜样，那就是你们可以选择你们要的，但至于我和我家，我们已经明确的选择了，就是侍奉耶和华。
If we read verses 16 to 28, we will see how Joshua's decision has impacted the decision of the whole nation of Israel.
如果我们读经文第十六节开始以下的经文的话，我们就发现，当耶稣亚这样明确的做决定和宣告之后，他所产生的巨大的影响力有多么的强。
When Joshua declared that he and his house would serve the Lord. The people also responded.
第十六节到第十八节就记载，当耶稣要这样明确宣告以后，于是以色列民就得了震撼的影响力，于是也就这样的宣告。第十六节经文，百姓回答说，我们断不敢离弃耶和华去侍奉别神，因耶和华我们的上帝曾将我们和我们列祖从埃及地的为奴之家领出来，在我们眼前行的那些大神迹，在我们所行的道上所经过的诸国都保护了我们，耶和华又把我们此地的亚麻利人都从我们面前赶出去，所以我们必定侍奉耶和华，因为他是我们的上帝。
The people answered, Therefore we also will serve the Lord, for he is our God.
众百姓众会众也这样跟随着耶稣亚清楚地宣告，他们也愿意侍奉耶和华，并且就这样来做明确的决定。
Joshua charged the people not to forget the Lord, lest they would suffer the consequences.
但是耶稣亚也告诉他们，他们周遭的环境也是会给他们带来一定的影响的。
He instructed the people to put away foreign gods and incline their hearts to the Lord.
所以他要告诉以色列民说，你们一定要把那些先前给的那些偶像邪神的心清清楚楚地根除掉那些一切的污秽，并且把心单单归给以色列的上帝。
And the people also said, The Lord our God we will serve.And his voice we will obey. Joshua 24:24.
于是百姓就非常清楚地声明，耶和华上帝是配得侍奉的，所以我们一定会遵从他的话。
Joshua's renewal of his covenant with the Lord has influenced his people to decide for the Lord.
耶稣亚他决意的持守与上帝之间那信实的约，这一榜样为以色列众百姓留下了非常巨大的影响和震撼力。
People demonstrate their faith by living changed lives.
人们在生活里面非常害怕有改变。
Life is a book which everybody can read.
我们的生活就像一本书，这本书读起来各有不同。
And when we live changed life, people see the beauty of Christ in us, and they come to Christ.
如果我们的生活成为了一本见证基督美好的书，让我们周遭的人来读，于是他们可能也能够因着我们这样的一本人生的书得了信仰和信仰的力量。
We often hear testimonies that one is the first convert or first person to decide for the Lord, and through that person or that man, that woman, more people come to God.
我们在这里听了许许多多的见证，说要是有一位他已经决意的、立志的跟随的主，成了美好的榜样，于是这一位得到了的，他就成了他周遭的人的这样蒙福的原因，他周遭的人因此也得了福音的好处。
You and I may not be aware, but who knows, God may use our decision to serve the Lord as an example to bring others to God.
你我都不知道，我们的上帝会这样奇妙来选择我们成为榜样，来成为别人蒙福音好处这样的原因。
God will use us.
上帝使用我们，正如他当年使用耶稣亚一样。
If we faithfully serve the Lord, God will use us to bring people to him.
你要是决定诚心实意的来侍奉我们的上帝，那么上帝一定会如同使用耶稣亚一样来使用你。
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ,
亲爱的主里的弟兄姐妹们，
There are many distractions in the world today that might lure us away from our faith in God.
我们周遭的许多的事情可能会阻碍和影响我们，会使我们与上帝的关系受冲击和影响。
Therefore, it is important that we reflect on God's faithfulness to us every day.
但是我们每一天都要清清楚楚、明明白白的知道，我们的上帝就是那信实的上帝，是这样的持守着他所赐予我们的应许。
If we know how God has been faithful to us in spite of our disobedience and our shortcomings, we will continue to remain in His love.
假如你也知道我们的上帝不会在意于我们已有的某些缺陷、缺点和不足，而是仍然那样蛮有信实和慈爱的在持守他给予我们的应许的话，那么
Let us examine ourselves if we are straying away from God in the midst of our studies, in the midst of our business, or in the midst of our busy daily family life.
那么我们就要以我们自己为开端，在我们的学习，在我们手中所经营的工作生意，我们的与别人的人际关系，我们的家庭，来成为见证主这样的媒介和途径。
If we are backsliding in any way, let us renew our relationship with God.
让我们都持守我们那信实的上帝给予我们的应许，从我们现在开始。
If we have never had any relationship with God, now is the moment to make a life-changing decision.
要是你直到现在仍然与上帝没有建立那个人的信实的永不可摧毁的关系的话，今天这就是机会。
Paul says, Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
使徒保罗告诉我们，看啊，现在就是赐恩惠、赐怜悯的时候了。
Paul says in 2 Corinthians 6:2, Now is the time of salvation.
使徒保罗在哥林多前书第六章告诉我们说，看啊，现在是蒙恩悦纳的时刻到了。
If we renew our relationship with God and if we decide to serve the Lord, perhaps God would use our example to bring other people to Him.
我们要知道，我们如果如同耶稣亚这样明明白白、清清楚楚的确定我们要跟随侍奉上帝的话，我们和我们所有的一切都会被上帝使用，成为激励别人到上帝面前来的榜样。
It is my prayer today that God will challenge each one of us to declare with Joshua, But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
这也是我所诚心祷告的，希望在这里的每一个人、每一位都能够清清楚楚、明明白白的，如同耶稣亚那样宣告：这一我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
God bless us.
上帝赐福给你们。